The climate is changing. So are we. I'm Laura Lynch, and I host What on Earth? That's CBC's Climate Solutions podcast. Twice a week, we take you around the world to find the people who are trying to build a better future for all of us. We explore indigenous science, new technologies. We talk openly about mental health and climate anxiety. We also take your smart questions all the time. Come find What on Earth wherever you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, The World This Hour, I'm Mike Miles. And the latest on that breaking news from Newfoundland and Labrador. A fire burning in an industrial section of Happy Valley Goose Bay is entering its ninth hour. It's incinerated a ceramic shop and consumed a control tower at a Canadian Forces base. And as a precaution, some residents have been evacuated. Heidi Adder has this update.
The fire seems to be dying down as the hangar ablaze is almost burned to the ground, only the metal frame remaining. Now there's a number of volunteers out trying to protect the surrounding buildings. One of those down the street is the local animal shelter. Now they were ordered to evacuate, and Bonnie Learning, the vice president, says that they were able to do so incredibly quickly because of an outpouring of community support. She says that people immediately reached out, offering up multiple homes for the animals to be safe.
It's a miracle in itself that, you know, we weren't actually crammed full of animals like we usually are. So it didn't take too long.
Learning says they really appreciate the community helping out in such a time of crisis. There's no word yet on how many buildings have been destroyed by the fire. At least four have been burned so far, including a former air traffic control tower. Heidi Adder, CBC News, Happy Valley, Goose Bay.
Nova Scotia Justice Minister Brad Johns has resigned from cabinet. The premier made the announcement in a statement Friday night. The resignation comes a day after Johns' comments on domestic violence in the province. The minister said he doesn't believe it's an epidemic, a position contrary to the Nova Scotia Mass Casualty Commission's final report. This week marked the four-year anniversary of the Nova Scotia mass shooting. The rampage began with the shooter assaulting his common-law wife. A nonprofit serving Canadian Armed Forces veterans from the LGBTQ plus community has been recognized with a new heraldic badge. Rainbow Veterans of Canada was honored Friday at the Canadian War Museum in Ottawa. Retired Sergeant Wendy Jocko served 23 years.
Our Rainbow Veterans have fought not only on the battlefields for our nation, but also on the home front for their rights, dignity, and respect. They have stood tall against the harshest winds of discrimination and exclusion, and they have persevered.
Rainbow Veterans of Canada have also represented those impacted by a decades-long purge of federal government workers for their sexuality, one that lasted from the 1950s through the mid-1990s. It's a big weekend for women's hockey. The Professional Women's Hockey League, PWHL, is expected to break its North American attendance record Saturday at Montreal's Bell Centre. Kwabena Aduro caught up with the team ahead of their match against Toronto.
Montreal has sold out games at the Verdun Auditorium, at Place Bell in Laval, and now it can add the Bell Centre to that list. Team captain Marie-Philippe Poulin says it's an honour.
We're very, very lucky in Montreal to have fans that support us to wherever we play.
Montreal and Toronto are already in the record books for their Battle of the Bay game, which took place at the Scotiabank Arena in Toronto. Some fans want to see more games in bigger venues, and general manager Daniel Sauvageau says that's in the works.
We will increase. People are after us, like, I need tickets. I had an event this morning. How could we get tickets tomorrow? I said, well, maybe we could sneak you in the parking lot and come from the back door. This is what people are talking to me about it. So we need to respond.
As discussions about playing in bigger venues continue, the attendance record set in Montreal has the chance to last for a while, given that the Bell Centre has the highest hockey attendance capacity in North America. Kubino Duro, CBC News, Montreal.
U.S. aviation officials are investigating an unauthorized cockpit visit during a United Airlines charter last week from Denver to Toronto. It was Colorado Rockies batting coach Hensley Mullins. There's video of him appearing to show him sitting in a pilot's seat while the plane was at cruising altitude. It's a violation of regulations. That is your World This Hour. For CBC News, I'm Mike Miles.